We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You want to see Loco?
Loco Hour on a Monday. So today is National French Fry Day. Without further ado, now if you follow me on Twitter, you've seen this already, but here is my Mount Rushmore of French fries. McDonald's fries. And I'm telling you, if any of y'all have a list of four for Mount Rushmore and you don't have McDonald's fries on there, it's go time. Because if you're telling me that they're not in the four top fries in French Fryville, we got problems.
French Fryville.
And I would like to live in French Fryville, by the way.
Me too.
McDonald's fries, Steak and Shake, the very thin and crispy fries at Steak and Shake. The only problem with it is they keep the Steak and Shake restaurants too cold, and the fries, they don't retain their warmth long enough. That's something different. Hooters, curly fries, well done. I just talked about that with Ben Volen. And Chickies and Pete's crab fries, which are ubiquitous, you know, all around the Philadelphia area. Chickies and Pete's are everywhere, Jersey Shore. The only place to get them in Florida is at the BB&T Center, a Panthers game, Section 119. There's a Chickies and Pete's. You can get the cheesesteak there, but you can, more importantly, get their crab fries with the little cheese dipping sauce. So there you go, my four. And the only, when I tweeted it out this morning, the only one that gave me pause, someone came back at me with Portillo's. And in Chicago, I mean, Portillo's is everywhere. They've got one in Tampa, I know. Portillo's fries are so good because they're kind of the crinkle-cut fries, and they come with a cheese dipping sauce as well. So that gets my honorable mention. But there you go. McDonald's, Steak and Shake, Hooters, Chickies and Pete's. Dono, what do you got for your Mount Rushmore French fries?
Of course, my list starts with McDonald's.
Thank God. They're just God. Let's have a moment.
Yeah, they are the gold standard, okay?
Yes.
Next on my list, I really love the Miami Subs fries. Not the Nathan's fries that they also have, but their regular seasoned fries. They serve them in a cup, which is more fun. I'm a big fan of seasoned fries.
I love the Miami Subs fries. The delivery device for the fries makes a difference. Five Guys, to me, the fries are better because they're in a paper bag.
Right.
And I love the taste of French fries out of a paper bag. And I'm with you, out of the cup. The cup makes a big difference. But yeah, not Miami Subs or Miami Grill for me, no.
And you tease the next one on my list, Five Guys. Though I don't go there that often because I think their burgers are just a bit too greasy for my taste, but the fries are the highlight for me. I love the vehicle they serve them in, and I love the fact that they basically throw an entire extra scoop in your bag. Like, it's gluttonous the way that they serve
really
the fries.
It really is, because they do. They have it in the cup, but then they just start shoveling more fries in the bag.
It's so
what
great.
A pleasure, yeah.
And my final one, very controversial, because I know some people say the fries here suck, and I think they kind of do, but there's a catch. If you get the In-N-Out Burger fries animal style with the spread on top, then I'm all over it. Like, if you just serve me their plain, thin-cut fries, they get cold and dry way too quickly. But if you serve it with the animal style, which is like some combination of Thousand Island onions and cheese, whatever they put in there, I am all over it, and I love it.
Yeah, Doug Plagans tweeted at me this morning, In-N-Out is the top of the list for him. I don't like their fries. Their fries, you have to order well done as well. I'm not even a big fan of their fries animal style, to be quite honest. I don't even think they're very good. but a solid list, I think, up until then. Alejandro Solana, what is your Mount Rushmore of French fries? National French Friday. Somebody texting in, by the way, I don't know if I'm stealing any of your thunder, Solana. Someone, a lot of people texting in, waffle fries at Chick-fil-A. Here's my problem, and I like a good waffle fry. You go to Chick-fil-A, you're going to get the little pack of fries. 2 to 3 of them are going to be perfect. They're going to be perfectly cooked. They're going to be perfectly tasting. But the rest of the fries in the Chick-fil-A thing are going to be either undercooked, not waffled enough. It's going to be the butt end of the potato. It's a crapshoot with them.
They're
always dry.
Like there's something about their fries. They're dry. And if I dip them in enough Chick-fil-A sauce, they're good. But just to me, I don't know, I'm not a big fan of their fries, even though I think the waffle makes it more fun looking, but they're just not that good.
I think 2 or 3 of them are great. If they were all like the good 2 or 3, I'd have it on the Mount Rushmore, but unfortunately they're not. Alejandro Solana.
Arby's first on my list.
They're good.
Arby's. Yep, interesting. Now, good. If I was getting a potato item at Arby's, I would get the potato cake. Do they even have those anymore?
Never heard of a potato cake.
You never had the Arby's potato cake?
Never had the Arby's potato cake. Don't even know what is a potato cake?
It was kind of their version of a latke almost. I mean, it was kind of their version of a potato pancake. That's what they were known for. You're telling me they don't have potato cakes at Arby's anymore?
I could be mistaken. I only go to Arby's for French fries. I don't get anything else. I don't consider anything else on the menu. I'm looking at Arby's.
Yeah, they've still got the potato cakes there.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. If you're getting a potato item at Arby's, it better be the potato cake.
Arby's widely considered the best French fry out of the fast food chains. I'm going to have to disagree with you.
They are really good. Yeah. I mean,
I haven't been there in 100 years.
I had Arby's like 3 or 4 months ago, and I was kind of underwhelmed with the sandwich that I got, but the fries are always perfect.
Yeah, the curly fries hit different at Arby's.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah.
Next on my list, sweet potato fries at Flanagan's.
Oh, stop it. I mean, sweet potato fries on a Mount Rushmore of French fried potatoes.
Sweet potato fries at Flanagan's are elite. A lot of people get fooled. They think the curly fries at Flanagan's are the best French fries to eat at Flanagan's. You're wrong. The sweet potato fries.
I've done this take a number of times. It gets people outraged. A sweet potato fry is never, never preferable to a regular French fry. Period.
Amen.
End of story.
On your list.
If you have fooled yourself, you're hypnotized by the sweet potato lobby. There's no chance that after you order sweet potato fries, you've had a couple of them, you're not secretly wishing to yourself, man, I wish I had just gotten regular French fries. It always happens. Everybody always thinks they're being healthier. And then, by the way, to be healthier, you got to dip it in marshmallow sauce to make it good. I mean, I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to order the sweet potato fries. Can I get an extra marshmallow sauce with that? Like, what? What are you doing? Yeah, the sweet potato fries are garbage. Always garbage. They get cold very easily. They get soggy very easily. So already your list is discarded. But go ahead.
Again, your list may not consider sweet potato fries.
I'm telling you, sweet potato fries are never on a Mount Rushmore of French fries, period. Because you could never have a sweet potato fry. There's never four worse. It doesn't make sense. The math doesn't add up.
It's weird because you're saying sweet potato fries can't be on a Mount Rushmore. I'm making my Mount Rushmore, and voila, sweet potato fries have made an appearance. So it's weird.
Okay.
I'm telling you it's wrong. It's weird.
And I am the caretaker for Mount Rushmore, so it's wrong.
Let's continue here with the definitive Mount Rushmore of French fries. Burger King.
Oh,
all right. Now he's just goofing around.
But I made this take a couple weeks ago. People like to hate on Burger King French fries just because
they're bad.
No, it's like the cool thing to do. Burger King.
They're not good.
Burger King has upped their French fry game. They are at the top of the traditional fast food French fries. I'm telling you, Burger King.
No, I've had them. My kid, I stopped there the other day. He's got the SAT prep course. There's a Burger King. He likes their chicken fries. Got a chicken fry meal. And I said, you know, I got to try these French fries because I've never been impressed with Burger King French fries. And they're bad. Like, they're still not good. So I don't know where you're coming up with that they've raised their game.
Finally, waffle fries at Pollo Tropical.
Do they have waffle fries?
They do.
Yeah, they're amazing.
At every Pollo Tropical?
Every Pollo Tropical has waffle fries.
They're not that good.
I mean, what's happening here? You guys are over critiquing my list. Waffle fries at Pollo Tropical, far better than the waffle fries at Chick-fil-A. People don't know that, but
no,
they're
but
far better.
That's not even like a top five side I would get at Pollo Tropical because they have like all the different
the
kinds
yuca.
Of rice.
They've got the yuca bites. They've got the sweet plantains.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the
but
best
so,
sides
but why,
at Pollo Tropical.
Right, but why would you ever get their waffle fries?
Because
like,
they're
there's
great.
So many good sides. They've got Nutella empanadas now.
Oh, my God. I love those.
Yeah, I wouldn't get an empanada at Pollo Tropical. I think that's where we... You know, we differ because you guys are going to Pollo Tropical for yuca tots when not even close to being great yuca tots there.
Well, what are you going there for? going there for waffle fries.
Like if you're going there, you go there for what you go there for, which is arroz con frijoles and a piece of chicken and some
right,
waffle
but,
fries.
But why wouldn't fries. You go to why wouldn't you go to the Cuban guys then if you're going to make this big deal about well you guys go to Pollo Tropical for all the wrong reasons? Like what are you going there for?
Again, the definitive Mount Rushmore French fries: Arby's curly fries, sweet potato fries at Flanagan's, Burger King fries,
it's
and
really
waffle
hard,
fries at Pollo Tropical.
It's really hard to do a Mount Rushmore where you whiffed on all four.
Like, I'll give him the Arby's. The Arby's are good. The rest of them are trash.
I've come up with ones that I've whiffed on one or so, but to whiff on all four. All right, we got to take a break here because we've got the simulcast coming up, and we have a loaded French fried potato for you today on this Monday. So much stuff, you're not even going to know what to do with it.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
So what do you want to do? You want to stand? You want to stand and you want to be the king of the mountain or the potato wedge game? There is no potato wedge game! Real quick here, Ben Volen, you can read his work, bostonglobe.com or on the Boston Globe app. Ben Volen, today is National French Fry Day. Where are the best French fries?
Popeyes. I love the Popeyes curly fries.
Really?
The Cajun curly fries are really good.
Over the Hooters curly fries? Because Hooters is on my Mount Rushmore French fries because their curly fries, to me, are the supreme curly fries. You have to order them well done. You have to tell them well done or else they're a little too soggy, which can cause an uncurl. And you don't want your curly fry to uncurl. So if you order them well done, Hooters. So you go with the Popeyes, huh?
Well, it's funny you say that because when you said Hooters fries, that was my exact first thought, was that they come out glistening in oil and a little soggy. And if you have to order them, if you have to tell them well done, then to me, that's not a good fry. Like it should.
That's a fair criticism right there that you have to actually
come out naturally delicious.
Right. But I have given you a Hooters hack now. Now you know that you can order them well done. It'll change your life.
Well, I have my frequent member card there. I get the punch card, you know, 10.
Listen,
10 free
I've got no shame. I've got no shame in going to Hooters on a fairly regular basis. I happen to like their wings, and I love their fries. And you know what I really like? Their chili.
Yum. Nice. It's a little hot for chili right now, though. But
never too hot for McDonald's, chili for me. I'm just a big fan of chili.
I mean, if you're going for a basic fry, it's hard to top McDonald's. I think their fries are tremendous. But
totally
Popeyes.
I agree.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not a fan of the Wendy's. The Wendy's fries are a little too thick. I like a thinner fry.
Yep.
So I can
Burger
go all
King
day on
always, Burger King has always had bad fries.
Oh,
disagree.
I don't like
when
Wendy's
they double
fries.
Fried them, those were good.
What? Those double fried fries were awful. Oh, my God. Burger King has never been able to do French fries.
Disagree. I was a big fan of those double coated French fries, like double heart attacks.
Oh, they were so bad. I cannot believe. Don't you miss being able to supersize, though, at McDonald's? That was the best.
I had McDonald's not long ago and was shocked. It feels like they've shrunk the portions. I got a 10-piece nugget.
They have.
And, like, they were, like, tiny. I was shocked at how small the nuggets were now.
Yeah, but now the nuggets are all white meat. Remember, it used to contain, like, beaks and talons and stuff.
Yeah.
You see, I remember when McNuggets first came out, because when I was a kid is when they first got introduced. I was probably like 9 or 10 years old. Chicken McNuggets were introduced. And out of the 6 McNuggets, 2 of them would always be like giblets and beaks and
there'd always be one nugget that was like purple. It had like the purple meat in it.
Yes, yeah, but now it's all white meat. I happen to like McDonald's chicken McNuggets. I've got no shame in my very simple palate.
Well, I'm with you, man. My guilty pleasure meal is a 20 piece, so.
Ah, what nice. A pleasure. All right, Ben Volen, read his work at the Boston Globe, bostonglobe.com. Thank you for making time for us, Ben.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's like if you get caught in the condom section at a store or something, one of them little, you know, a Vagisil section where it's just kind of, you know, you don't talk in those areas.
Vagisil? Why are you buying Vagisil?
I get itchy.
Today is National French Fry Day. And we all gave our Mount Rushmore of French fries earlier. We will revisit here briefly. My Mount Rushmore of French fries, McDonald's fries, of course, Steak and Shake, thin and crispy, so good, Hooters curly fries, but they have to be well done, and Chickies and Pete's crab fries, which you can get all over, you know, the Northeast, but they also have a Chickies and Pete's inside the BB&T Center for Panthers games where you can get their crab fries there. That's my Mount Rushmore of fries. Dono, your Mount Rushmore of fries?
My Mount Rushmore of fries, hold on while I pull it up. Obviously, McDonald's, the headliner. Miami Subs, I love their seasoned fries.
Strange choice for me, but you got to do what you got to do.
This one, very controversial. I love the In-N-Out burger fries, but only if they're animal style with the spread on top. I think those are amazing.
Doug Plagans would agree with you. I would not.
And then my fourth. Ooh, what did I have with my fourth? I didn't have it written down. Because I had written down Flanagan's curly fries, but I think I changed it to something else. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I remember what it was. It was Five Guys.
Ah, yes. In the bag. Everybody loves fries in a bag.
Yes.
All right, Solana, what was your awful Mount Rushmore French fries?
Arby's curly fries. Arby's curly fries.
And again, I maintain if you're going to Arby's, you get the potato cakes. Not if you're getting a potato item at Arby's, you get the potato cakes.
It's crazy because I had no idea that they even had potato cakes. The first I'm hearing of it is today.
That is a big mistake on your part.
Next, I had sweet potato fries at Flanagan's.
Sweet potato fries are never on a Mount Rushmore of French fries because sweet potato fries are never better than a regular potato fry.
Well, once again, you've been proven incorrect as sweet potato fries have made it to my Mount Rushmore of French fries.
Okay.
Burger King fries.
I mean, honestly, they've never had a good fry. They've tried for years and years and years. They've never had a good French fry. And for you to put that on the Mount Rushmore is just, it's embarrassing.
And I maintain that ripping BK fries has just become this new fad. Nobody knows why they do
it. No, it's not a new fad. It's been happening for years because their fries have been awful for years.
And it's no coincidence they've changed, like, the formula for their
fries,
like, 4 times over the years because they've never been good. They're always trying to figure out how to make them good,
right.
And they always fail.
Right.
And finally, waffle fries at Pollo Tropical.
Ugh, yeah, I mean, that's absurd as well. Because if you're going to get waffle fries, you're going to get them at
Chick-fil-A.
And if you're going to get a side item at Pollo Tropical, it's going to be plantains or yuca or the tostones, the Nutella empanadas.
Yeah.
Like, it just, it doesn't, your list is awful. It just, you failed. You're 0 for 4.
Thanks.
Dan Day, what is your Mount Rushmore of French fries?
Well, I take my fry game very seriously because, after all, I am Cajun French and Irish, and that's just
true.
Two things right there.
Wow.
French
fries,
Irish, and potatoes.
They love potatoes. Yeah.
Oh, every meal has to have a potato in it. So, going to go first with the ultimate, of course. The whole reason everyone does good in school is that they can go to after you get your report card and get some McDonald's fries.
That is so well pointed out. Like, that's a reward when the fries are so good at McDonald's. It's a reward. Mm-hmm. How you don't have them on your Mount Rushmore, Solana, is it's I can't even believe it.
Maybe it's because he got straight D's on his report card, so his parents got
right.
Burger King fries.
Right, you're lashing out. because you're stupid.
So got the McDonald's fries. Then I'm going Burger Fies fries and the peanut oil.
Oh, yeah, those are good. Those Burger are good. Fies fries are good.
I've never been there.
And then in
Good place.
North Beach in my neighborhood, they got a place called Burgers and Shakes. It's a local place. They've got some thick steak fries that are out of this world.
I don't like steak fries. I'm going to have to disagree with you there. Ooh.
And then finally, I'm going to go with some Ore-Ida crinkle cut, kind of undercooked fries. I don't want them overcooked and hard. I want them soft.
That's a great call with the Ore-Ida fries. Everybody had the bag of frozen Ore-Ida fries somewhere in the freezer growing up. That's a good one there. I had a tweet, I think it was Friday or so, we were talking about something. There's a local place in Miami, I guess it's almost like a pop-up called 3-0 Fries. Have you ever heard of that, Solana?
No, I haven't.
Go to 3-0 Fries, because then I had said to them Friday, you know what, I'll give you a mention on the air because I like French fries. I had no idea today was going to be National French Fry Day. The website is 3-0 Fries, like T-H-R-E-E, the letter O, fries, kind of like 305, but it's 3-0 Fries. And they've got nacho taco fries. I'm looking at their website right now. Slice of pizza fries. They've got Nutella fries. Ooh, chicken bacon ranch fries. Welcome to Miami's Philly fries. Fresh hand-cut fries topped with vaca frita or chicken vaca frita. House-made cheese sauce with or without onions and green peppers. I mean, these sound delicious. And they do pop-ups, I guess. So 3-0 Fries. I always like supporting a local place. Check out the website, 3-0 Fries. Are you looking at it, Solana?
Yeah, I'm on their cool Instagram place, right now. 3-0 Fries is also where you can find 3-0
Fries
on IG.
So that's a good... and maybe one day they'll be on the Mount Rushmore of French fries. You know what I mean? I can't put them on there because I've never had their fries. But maybe one day they'll be on there.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You nailed it! Dr. Chuck Metzger, he's a board-certified internist in Boca Raton. He's been the team doctor for FAU Athletics, chief of medicine at Boca Raton Regional Hospital. He's a clinical affiliate faculty member for FAU Medical School, and you can follow him on Twitter at Chuck Metzger. Always appreciate your time on Mondays. Do I have this straight? Solana told us before you came on that you agreed with him that Burger King fries belong on the Mount Rushmore French fries.
So now listen, don't at me here, but those fries, they're like a thicker fry. And if you put those
terrible
in their milkshakes, so if you dip that in a good chocolate milkshake, your day is made.
God.
Your day is made.
You are 6 years old. Right. You told us a couple weeks ago, you ordered, I shared the story, that you would do the Duffy's. He goes to Duffy's with me. He orders the kids' cupcakes, do-it-yourself cupcakes, so that he could frost them himself and put the little gummy bears on them. And now you're telling me that you like Burger King fries because you could dip them in your milkshakes? I mean, is this the movie Big? Are you really a doctor, or did you just make a wish over at Boomer's?
Listen, all I can tell you is I've lived a great life. Not that it's over. I'm just in the middle of it. I don't know where I'm going with that. But that was a big part of it, was the Burger King fries and chocolate milkshakes. Just a big thing. And then
Burger King
drive
fries
home,
are terrible.
The best.
Just terrible.
Glad
honestly,
agree to disagree.
Just terrible. Have to question everything
accepted
that you've told us. Dr. Chuck Metzger. Thank you, Dr. Chuck.
All right, guys. Doctor.
All right. He joins us every Monday. Go give him hell on Twitter at Chuck Metzger.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Meow. There's been almost too many texts and tweets regarding the Mount Rushmore of French fries. Today is National French Fry Day. And almost none of them agree with you, Solana, that Burger King fries are on the Mount Rushmore fries. But there are a lot of people too, Donald, because you had In-N-Out fries on there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I don't like In-N-Out fries. I think they're undercooked. I think they're kind of tasteless, to be quite honest. I don't think there's much taste of them.
But I said they have to have the spread.
Right.
Like basically, to use a term from your vocabulary, the fries are just a vehicle to get the animal style spread.
Ah, yes.
That's all it is. But also, Hawk, it does not surprise me to hear people arguing my In-N-Out Burger take, because I've noticed something that happens with a lot of Floridians, that it has become really trendy for people in Florida who have never had In-N-Out Burger to just automatically bash it, you know, just because it's something we don't have over here, and it gets very hyped, you know, because people, anybody who's been over to the West Coast talks about In-N-Out Burger. So I guarantee you 90% of the texters who are bashing In-N-Out Burger have never even had it. I see it all the time.
Right. My family went to Vegas. When was it? Like January or February? I can't remember. And my wife and son got In-N-Out Burger for the first time ever. They loved it. We had it twice while we were in Vegas. They absolutely loved it. I like Whataburger better than In-N-Out Burger. I don't think In-N-Out Burger is worth all the hype that it gets, but it is really well run. It's well organized. So you go in there, the place is packed, but everything is always right. And it's always, you know, a ton of employees working. So that, but for me, their French fries don't have enough flavor. And I think one of the important things for French fries is, can you eat them without ketchup, right? So are they tasty enough on their own? My Mount Rushmore French fries, McDonald's, you could eat them without ketchup. I like it with ketchup, but you could eat them without ketchup. Steak and Shake, you can eat them without ketchup. Hooters curly fries, well done. You could eat them without ketchup. And Chickies and Pete's crab fries, you know, they've got the Old Bay seasoning all over them, so you could eat them plain as well. So I stand by mine. I haven't seen many people that agree with you, Solana. Yours was a little off base. Are you willing to admit that not many people see Burger King fries the same way that you do?
I'm willing to admit that. I'm also willing to admit, and Dono, I'll take this right out of your playbook, which I think you stole out of my playbook, that people like...
A lot of playbook stealing going on
Seriously. No, I'm like the Bill Belichick of radio.
Seriously, people like to hate on things that other people are hating on, and Burger King fries fall under that umbrella. If you go to Burger King, you order your Whopper, you order the original chicken sandwich, which is delicious, you get the fries, always. You never opt out of the fries. Why? Because deep down you know you actually like the fries.
I actually get the onion rings there.
The onion rings. I would totally disagree with you at Burger King. It's the one place when you're getting a burger that you do opt out of the fries because their onion rings are better than the fries.
I disagree. I would not get onion rings.
You've been proven wrong. You've been proven wrong immediately. Immediately, succinctly, and thoroughly.
I mean, this is just one of those things. People like to bash Burger King fries. Everybody does it, so why not join in?
I don't think everybody likes to do it. It just gets bashed a lot because they're not up to snuff. Are you a conspiracy theorist? It sounds like you're a conspiracy theorist, that it's not the actual fry which is bad. It's people enjoy bashing their great fries.
They enjoy bashing the fries, but they enjoy bashing them because they're always so disappointing.
Because they're bad, right?
Well, because what happened was the two fast food giants in the United States, you would agree, McDonald's and Burger King, right? Those are the two most widely known fast food giants that are probably found in every city in the United States. And when people started talking about the best French fries, McDonald's had Burger King for a long time. So that's where this derives from.
Here's the problem is he tries to do like this filibuster thing and he thinks he's going to get to some point at the end. But I see this as it's taking place. He's going nowhere with this. He's already flailing. So go ahead. But I see this. I see what's happening here because this has happened a million times with you. You start rambling on and on, and you think you're going to get to the aha moment at the end. You never do. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm getting there. I think I'm
Burger King
there.
And McDonald's came out at the same time.
Right.
People are used to something.
No. I mean, it's been cemented in your brain already that McDonald's fries are better than Burger King fries.
Well, they are.
So you automatically just rip Burger King fries, and it's not fair. It's really not. I'm tired of the Burger King slander. The Burger King fries
did
are
he
just
get anywhere
as good.
With this, or did he just restate what he's been saying now?
No, I hate the fact that their fries aren't good because I like some of their sandwiches. Like I really like the original chicken sandwich. I like
Phenomenal.
A Whopper every now and then. I like the chicken fries, but the French fries are not good. So
yeah, they're just not good. I mean, I don't get any enjoyment out of bashing it. What do I care? They're a local company.
Yeah.
I want them to do well.
Yeah.
Burger King fries are good, though. Like, what okay. What's everybody doing?
All right, I'm glad. What's everybody doing? I'm glad we,
he will not admit defeat.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And to be honest, since we're full disclosure on this show, if I drink 80 ounces of beer in a minute, I'm going to pee in the bed that night.
All right, quickly. Yeah, I know you have your Mount Rushmore of French fries. Go ahead, J Fig. Everyone knows you are an expert in mozzarella sticks. Let's see how you do in French fries.
Number one goes to McDonald's, of course.
Of course.
Let's
of
bring
course.
Back the bucket of fries, please.
Oh, the bucket of fries at McDonald's was the best.
I'm so mad it's gone.
Solana's the only person that didn't put McDonald's on his Mount Rushmore of fries.
Well, what
course.
Can I say?
Of course.
What can I say?
Yeah, he's a turd.
All right, so Chick-fil-A, I love those fries, except like when they put the butt of the potato in it.
That's what I said, right? Because some of the Chick-fil-A waffle fries are great. Other ones, they're undercooked. They get the butt.
Yeah, I want the crispy ones where I can dip them in the sauce and be very happy with it.
Yes. And you know what we say when we get the butt of the fries, Solana? We say, bye, right butt. I was hoping more for the sound, but whatever.
True. Number three goes to BurgerFi.
Yeah, BurgerFi is good fries. Someone else had BurgerFi. Was that you, Dan? Did you have BurgerFi on your Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, but I also prefer the butt, so.
Hey, bye, right butt.
All right, butt.
No, not going to play the sound, huh? All right.
And number four goes to Shake Shack, but it has to be crispy and with cheese on them.
Yes, the Shake Shack fries, if they have cheese, are very good. If they don't, sometimes they're a little off. Excellent, yeah. Mount Rushmore by you, Jay Fig.
Well,
I mean, she put yours to shame, Solana.
I mean, it just sounds like she's mimicking everybody else's decision.
Who
no,
am I
she
mimicking?
Didn't. Nobody
no,
had Chick-fil-A on there. Nobody had Shake Shack on there. How
Come
dare
on.
You?
Those
How dare
the
you,
same
Solana?
Fries.
I love my fries, Solana.
Yeah, she knows her mozzarella sticks. She knows her fries. And enough of this searing pain, Solana. Searing pain!
All right, but.
Oh, my God. The guy's killing me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.